Trust me, I'm the President of the United States of America.
Matthew.
How's this going?
Oh, that sounds better. That sounds better. Hello, I'm David Sillitoe.
Hello, I'm David Sillitoe.
I'm guessing you can probably tell the difference between the two voices. The real me, hello.
And the synthesized me, hello. And for how much longer?
Yes, my synthesized voice, made by a British firm, Seraproc, still sounds slightly robotic, but this is a fast-moving technology, which is why I was trying to get through to Matthew Aylett.
Hi, my name is Dr. Matthew Aylett.
However, and I'm the chief sounding a bit digital. Let's try again.
I'm Dr. Matthew Aylett.
Ah, much better. Much more human.
And I'm the chief science officer of Seraproc Limited, the only UK speech synthesis company.
And what I wanted to talk to him about is trust. Have a listen to this.
Hey, Don, have you heard about this new technology?
Are you speaking about this new algorithm to copy voices?
Yes.
It was made by an AI firm in Canada called Lyrebird.
This is huge. They can make us say anything now, really anything.
This imitation of voices will, they say, just get better and better. Their view is the era of trusting audio recording is over.
The people of America should have great text-to-speech technology.
Things are moving fast when it comes to voice technology.
This is Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And Matthew Aylett also thinks synthetic voices are on the verge of no longer being robotic.
As we improve the technology, our ability to mimic expressive speech, emotional speech.
Some of them even speak with a funny accent.
In the near future, it will become much more of a real issue. And recently, there's been a big interest in some very exciting new techniques.
Those new techniques? Neural networks and GAN, generative adversarial networks. In essence, a computer creates a voice and tests it on a speech recognition program. Based on the response, it amends the voice again and again and again.
Gradually, the program will learn to sound less digital, more human.
The Blue Lagoon is the Blue Lagoon.
Until it sounds.
The Blue Lagoon is the Blue Lagoon is
convincingly human.
I am not a robot. My intonation is always different. I am not a robot. My intonation is always different.
Could you just introduce yourself to us, please?
My name is Dilip Rao.
I called up Dilip Rao at the Fake News Challenge in San Francisco, an American initiative to try to find a technological solution to fake news. His focus is the coming battleground. Fake video, fake sound.
Generative adversarial networks, or GANs as they're often called, are kind of a game changer.
Are you optimistic that you can keep ahead of the fakers?
It's an arms race, but I think we have no choice.
I'm not a robot. My intonation is always different. I am not a robot. My intonation is always different. I'm not a robot.
And given the software is designed to convince speech recognition programs, a technological solution is challenging. Dilip's idea is not to analyze the voices, but to see if there's any record that what's being said really took place.
We will go and annotate millions of audio and video documents on the Internet Archive with speaker identities so that fact checkers can actually go and search who said what.
The limitation is when it's not a recording of a public event or interview.
Trust me, I'm the President of the United States of America.
If there's nothing to check it against, then it's down to you to decide.
Hello, I'm David Sillitoe.
Is this a voice I can trust, or something else?
Trust me.
Trust me.
Trust me. I'm not a robot. 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 Trust me.